USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tonight will probably be the last time we see the two presidential candidates together in one room. The debate on the campus of Belmont University in Nashville. Don Jr., the president's son, on Fox News, points out some irregularities imposed by the debate commission.
You see what's gone on over the last few weeks when it comes to the moderator of the second debate being a Joe Biden intern, sending DMs but actually doing it on Twitter to never Trumpers to try to get some a way to hit Trump, lying about it, saying that they were hacked, and then ultimately getting caught. This moderator apparently is a big Obama administration person. I mean, you literally can't make up the nonsense. When you look at the bias that we face on a daily basis, it's literally hard to believe.
The 90-minute debate will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and will be moderated by Kristen Welker of NBC News. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.